Welcome to the Just a Burger post-game report. Crittenden County's coming off of its first loss of the season, a 43-6 defeat at Union County against an old foe, Steve Carter, former Rocket coach. And we had a tough game over there. Coach Starnes just couldn't seem to get anything at all going against Union County, which is a pretty good football team and a team we might see again.
Yeah, you know, it goes back to say that, you know, good teams make you look bad. And, you know, what we told the kids after the game was that, you know, there's learning lessons in losing, and we have to find those lessons, and we have to improve and get better. You know, we didn't play our best game, but good teams make you look bad. And we just have to focus on what we can do to get better and improve for this week so we can play Webster County. It comes down to a matter of playing your technique, playing your responsibility, playing aggressive, and doing what you're coached to do. And you know, I don't think that it was a matter of us not doing what we were coached to do. I just think it was a matter of Union County having an aggressive football team, and I think they took it to us.
The thing that I remember most is Heath and Homer. The old man twins. I tell you what, now that's number 65 on defense, their linebacker was Homer Onan, and then number 34, if you were in the stands and saw this game, was the running back is Heath Onan. And I tell you, they're two pretty good twin boys, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they're good football players, and you know, they play the game like it's supposed to be played. They play it hard, play aggressive, play it fast. You know, they just didn't seem to make mistakes, and they were the aggressive team. And you know, those two kids very impressive. They you know, one of them is a linebacker, and I thought that he got after us very well. And then the other one ran the ball like you're supposed to run a football, hard and fast. And you know, when that happens, you're going to have some missed tackles, and you know, and that's what happened to us. And we just didn't play as aggressive as I thought that we could have played, and that's my fault. I've got to make sure I have the kids ready to play, and we just simply didn't, and I take all the blame for that.
Of course, Union County did not play Jarrell Foster, who's you know, their fastest kid on the team. He didn't play, not sure exactly why, but he wasn't even dressed out for the game. But they had a boy named Christian Ricketson, who returned a punt 77 yards and caught another pass for a 36-yard touchdown. And that's about all the speed they needed in this game.
Yeah, you know, Christian was there last year. He played, and, you know, good kid. He's a talented athlete, and what, you know, like we were saying Friday night, we have to be aggressive and make things happen, and we didn't. We were sitting back. And if you watch him, he would scoop it up on punts and be aggressive, and our punt is designed for no return. But, you know, we watch the film, we look at it, and we're not running full speed down at the punt. And so, you know, those are things that we have to iron out, and we have to get better and improve upon if we're going to have a chance to win another ball game.
32 carries in the game for 72 yards, and of those, Mason Myers had a late 28-yard carry. So really just pretty well stuffed us at the line of scrimmage running.
Well, they beat us at the point of attack, and I think all the way around we weren't getting the blocks that we needed to have, sustaining blocks. I think that they played a lot better technique. They were playing aggressive up front, and their linebackers were able to scrape to the football, and we weren't chipping off and coming off on linebackers, and we just didn't block it the way we were supposed to. And I don't think it's just at the line. I think that that we went to wishbone. We had some backs that weren't blocking as well either, and we need to make sure that we're able to do that in order to have success. But I think it was evident early on that we weren't going to be able to run on them, and so, you know, we tried to do what we could, and it goes back to that saying that, you know, what are you going to do with what you're doing is not working? And we tried different sets and formations, and it just didn't work. And I thought we were able to throw the ball a little bit early, late, and, you know, just trying to do something to get something going, and we just couldn't do it.
Travis Gilbert was 7 for 13. Passing for 43 yards there on one series, threw the ball well out of the spread, moved it all the way down the field, and then they pick him off and almost go the other way for 6 on the only other time we had an opportunity to score in the game, other than late when Mason Myers did score our touchdown, but or earlier in the game. Moved the ball pretty well by the pass.
Yeah, at that time I thought Travis threw the ball well. That one error pass that that probably should have been thrown where it was thrown, and you got to protect the football at that particular time. And I was impressed with Cosby. He caught the ball. That was a bright spot because he can catch the football. I just think that he hasn't had enough touches, that he doesn't have the confidence in himself that we have in him, and he needs to gain that confidence because he could possibly be a threat for us.
Coach Jeremy Wheeler, defensive coordinator, you certainly had your work cut out for you this week, Jeremy. We stopped them on fourth down, their first series, but then from there on out, they pretty well stopped themselves anytime they either scored or fumbled the ball. They had two fumbles that didn't manage to cause and fall on. So,
yes, it was a pretty difficult night. It seemed like had a little bit going for us when we stopped their first series. Then we get the ball back, they stop us, we punt to them, they take it back, and kind of took the air out of our sails. But when you got somebody that runs that hard, they're that fast, overall team speed, it makes it difficult when you're on your heels all night long. But we'll work out that stuff on defense and get after Webster County this week.
In this game, defensively, top tacklers were Zach Tinsley, had five solo tackles and two assists, and then Dickerson, safety, had five solo tackles in the game. So that's a linebacker and a safety, and not many guys up front made a lot of tackles. They were getting into our second line of defense before we made too many tackles. Travis McKinney had a pretty good game over at one end with three solos and two assists.
Yeah, I mean, when you look, your safety's making that many tackles that are solos, you know they're getting deep back there. And you look, even when a linebacker's making some tackles, if they're that far back down the field, you know, that's never good. And it just seems like, you know, we need to attack the line of scrimmage and make them at or behind the line of scrimmage and not let them get 5 or 6 yards before we make contact with them.
You know, the key too, Chris, what we say is, defensive line's the first anchor of defense, first line of defense, and they're supposed to penetrate. The second line's your linebackers who what you want to do is play downhill and, you know, be aggressive, press the line of scrimmage. And when you have linebackers making a tackle 10 yards down the field, you know, then even though they're making tackles, they're really not making them on that side of the line of scrimmage. So, it just goes to show that we have to be the aggressor and we weren't the aggressor.
I think might want to correct something. I think we mentioned about receiving. I think it was Seth Birdwell that caught a couple of passes instead of Alex. I got confused because I think they're number eight and nine, aren't they?
9 and 11.
Yeah. Seth Birdwell had two catches for 17.
And he's another one. Yeah. I mean, he's another one that has that can catch, and we put out there, and he can be a threat as well. But he and Cosby are so much alike.
They look just alike.
So you know, but again, they both can contribute and will contribute as they continue to grow and get better.
And of course, Mason Myers. You know, we talked about him having that big club wrapped around his hand, but he did catch one pass for 3 yards, and then was the leading rusher in the game, 9 carries for 54 yards. But like we mentioned earlier, almost 30 of those came on one carry there late in the game. And bad as we had said, I think Union County had their second or third team in by that point.
I still have to say though that Mason Myers is going to be a good running back. He's smooth. He's got the moves. He's probably about the truest tailback that we actually have, and he's only going to get better. He's just a freshman.
He is. He's a tough, hard-nosed kid, and I know we're expecting a lot out of him now, especially with Dylan Hollis on the shelf with his back injury, and Myers has really been called upon to even play a larger role offensively and defensively. Any update on Dylan? I talked to him a little bit on the sideline. He said I think maybe homecoming week was when he's scheduled to go back to the doctor, so that's a couple more weeks away, and that'd be next week when it go back and see what happens.
It'll be 2 weeks. We don't know anything different right now. We just have to wait and find out when he goes back to the doctor to find out if anything's changed with his back or not.
All right. Any wrap up for the game, Coach Wheeler? Anything particular? I know this is one you kind of just prefer to put behind you, and let's go on to Webster County, which is a game certainly we should be competitive in.
Yeah, Saturday morning couldn't come around fast enough last week, so it was good to start watching film on something different. And we'll make the changes we need to make and fix some problems, and we'll get better this week.
Our Little League program went over to Webster County, won 3 games on Saturday, so we've set the tone this week. Let's go over there and get them.
Our Friday. JV goes tonight, so
middle school tomorrow.
Middle school.
All of this is Webster week, isn't it? Yeah, good deal. Well, we'll go in depth and take a look at Webster County and what we can expect out of them a little later in the week on a podcast on Thursday. All right, for Chris Evans at the Crittenden Press, this is our Monday morning podcast. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to stop by Juster Burger on Main Street in Marion, Kentucky.